Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so deeply touched. You know, when people stand up in the magnificence of who they are that transcends any outer expectation of some sort of idea of what perfection is or what we should be, and when they just stand and let their light shine. John did that. Well, he already ran out the door. John did that last week when he filled in at the last minute when Melanie wasn't able to sing. Melanie stepped forward this week, and I don't know about you, but when people do that, wow, it just knocks my socks off. I didn't even have any socks to knock off, so there we go. Okay, well, let me get a little more centered here, because we're talking about something really exciting, I think, for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be talking about faith-filled anticipation. Anticipation. So I want us to kind of take a look at this idea, and today we're going to talk about faith-filled anticipation and then preparing to receive and how important that process is. So, you know, when we're out and about in our lives, right, and, you know, we get up, we go to work, or we get up, we make our coffee, or we have our tea, or we kind of do the same things, right? We get a little bit into by rote and things that we're familiar with, and life just sort of comes at us. And or am I the only one that happens to anybody else? Is that go on? We can nod our heads. We can, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's like life just kind of is out there, and politics, you know, they kind of come at us, and we're like, we're sort of in that place where we react to what's going on. It flies at us, we go, okay, and we react. And the thing is that because life becomes such a habit and such sort of a rut oftentimes of things going on, we get out of the realization that we have a different choice, see, than reaction. We have the choice to be proactive in all that we do, in our thoughts and how we show up and in our everyday lives. And it's just as easy to be proactive as it is to be reactive. But some part of us, because we're so used to being reactive, we just kind of go with the flow and we think that's going to be it. And I think, oh man, it'd be really hard if I had to like do something different. Anybody in that? I get there. Yeah. Oh gosh, don't make me do any homework. Don't make me change my thinking. Oh goodness. And yet I'm like, but as I look at my life and what I want to create in my life, I think, you know, what is it that takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile? I'm like, well, hey, you know, it probably takes a heck of a lot more energy to be sitting there reacting to stuff than to step forward with my own positive intention right up front and be proactive in how I create the world around me. So in scripture from Romans 15:13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit is actually the energy or the activity of the presence of God in each of us. So when was the last time you were thinking of being filled with the Holy Spirit and trusting and moving in that direction? In Ephesians 6:18, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying. And from Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, this doesn't say sit back and wait for stuff to happen, does it? It says fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. It says pray on all occasions. And does that mean get down on your knees? You know, so many of us from childhood were taught to pray on our knees. In unity, we don't pray on our knees. We sing prayer. We dance prayer. We go out in nature praying. We experience prayer in all that we do. And one of the most amazing, amazing tools of prayer, one of the most amazing ways to pray, is to be resonant in the energy of anticipation. Be resonant in that space of anticipation. So Linda Chandler, who was an amazing American businesswoman, she was quite successful in the corporate world, she says, hold positive expectancy in the front of your mind, and it will appear in the palm of your hand. Live in your imagination, not in your past. Friends, this is about being proactive. We don't live in our past. We live in our imagination, in that place of expectancy. And Samuel Smiles said, an intense anticipation itself transforms possibility into reality. Wow. Our desires being often but precursors of the things which we are capable of performing. And Edwin Lewis Cole goes on to say, expectancy is the atmosphere for miracles. Friends, anticipation is that energy and the vibration of being that calls us to be proactive, to recognize that truth teachings, spiritual teachings, talk to us that about creating our own reality through the thoughts and through the attitudes of our mind. So it's not every single thought that goes through your head instantly is made manifest. But it is recognizing that the level at which our entire being begins to habitually learn to resonate begins to draw that to us just like a tuning fork. They resonate together. And that's the whole idea behind the law of attraction, behind spiritual truths, of creating our reality. And anticipation, man, is one of the most powerful resonances of energy that we can begin living in when we choose to be proactive in our lives. So I looked up the dictionary definition of anticipate, and I was like, this is really cool. It says to expect or hope for, look forward to, be sure of, realization in advance. I was like astounded because I did not know that all of that, you know, I'm thinking expectancy, yeah, that kind of goes, but realization in advance, intuition. So when we stop to think about, you know, how we live our lives on a day-to-day basis, and when we want to see change, it's like, wow, this is an amazing tool to use. So I'm going to ask, we're going to do just a little bit of an experiential thing here. So, and you won't have to stand up, you won't have to, like, do anything, so it's okay. So, remember when you were a kid? Back when you still believed in Santa Claus, of course, I still believe in Santa Claus, but not everybody does anymore. So anyways, but think about that. Do you remember? I mean, you could, you know, you were like jumping on your feet and you were just like, oh man. Or like the day before your birthday, right? Or maybe something special was going to happen. You know, can you remember what that felt like? Okay. So I'm going to have you breathe into that for a moment. You know, maybe one of your favorite memories is something other than Christmas. Maybe it was your birthday or some time when you won a special honor or you did something you were particularly proud of. So feel that for a minute. Don't just flirt with it. Really be in it. feel what anticipation, the excitement. You know, you're going to wake up the next morning and open presents, or you're going to, well, see, for me, it was Disneyland, because I'm, of course, from Southern California. So, you know, it's, that was the most exciting thing when my dad came home and said, we're going to go to Disneyland. What was exciting for you? Feel what that energy feels like. And realize that sometimes there's a part of us that goes, oh, well, that's childish. I'm not going to think about that. That's, you know, that was when I was a kid. Well, friends, there's a difference between childish and childlike. So the childish part that might have come in as you were feeling into what that sense of anticipation, that childishness has to do with our egoic human personality brain that has been taught you need to grow up, don't live in fantasy, all the voices that we hear around us that says you can't be Peter Pan, right? But see, those are voices of limitation. Those are voices that say, you can't be anything you want to be. You can't grow up to be an astronaut. You don't know how to sing. You don't know how to do math. You're not good at this, whatever. These are all of those voices that get into our unconscious mind and come popping up. Says, oh, we can't be childish. Oh, okay, I've got to be a grown-up. So what I'm going to invite us into awareness is being childlike is entirely different. And in that part of growing up, we've sort of put aside what it feels like to be all excited like a kid. You know, to feel that sense of anticipation. Being childlike is when we are not engaged in the outer belief systems of limitation. Being childlike is being connected into the living presence of that which we call God or divine source or pure energy. Because a child doesn't, you know, they just spit out whatever they want to say, right? And they don't learn the restrictions till later. So man, can you imagine, you know, if we woke up each morning, like, oh gosh, I'm so excited to go to work. When was the last time you did that? Except what an amazing tool that we have. When we begin to utilize that sense and recognize that sense of anticipation as a vibration that we can call forth for ourselves. Not embracing the things that we maybe are not looking forward to at work or in our life situations or in relationships, but knowing beyond that, beyond outer appearance, what we can do first and foremost is touch into the anticipation that knows that we are calling forward something greater than that. We don't even know what's going to happen at work that day or in our relationship or out in the world. So we set that intention. We set that vibration of anticipation, that expectancy. What did it say? Realization in advance. Whoa. We put that forward as that divine law of attraction. And then we just go. So faith-filled anticipation helps us to recognize and be in alignment with that which is greater than ourselves. Because from our own world viewpoint and from physical outer manifestation, those things can seem pretty limiting, right? We run into issues and problems and stuff. But when we have faith-filled anticipation, what we are doing is recognizing there is something at work beyond what we see right here and right now in front of our eyes. It goes beyond the belief systems that we have of who we can be, what we can accomplish. It invites us to know that the sky and beyond, the universe, the stars are absolutely no limit. Because universal source, divine being, is limitless in nature. So Charles Fillmore says in his book Prosperity, it is quite possible to possess a reality that cannot be seen, touched, or comprehended by any of the outer senses. Quite possible to possess a reality that cannot be seen, touched, or comprehended by any outer senses. Faith is the consciousness in us of the reality of the invisible substance, of godness, of universal source, and of the attributes of mind, of not our intellectual mind, but of the mind of God, the living, breathing, entire world wisdom within us, by which we lay hold of it. We must realize that the mind makes real things. Faith is a perceiving power of the mind linked with a power to shape substance. And Linda Martella Witsit, I did a series on her last summer, I think it was, on divine audacity. She talks about faith in this way. It is the power, it's very similar to Charles Fillmore because she was using his 12 powers. Faith is a power to make the possible, that which is possible, real. Actually real. We don't just talk about it, it's making it real. It's the power that realizes, in other words, that makes it real, the images that we hold in our mind. According to our faith, we expect. Expectancy is another aspect of faith. Expectancy. Which goes right along with the definition of anticipation. Faith is demonstrated by a general sense of joyous anticipation. I expect things to go well. I expect to know how to respond moment by moment. I see possibilities, especially in impossible situations. Living in a state of positive expectancy, I become a positive, powerful force in the world. Faith. The recognition that there is something greater than ourselves for us to stand upon and to call forth in being those greater spiritual laws. And anticipation allows us to become more in alignment and open to the flow of those universal laws. So a couple of very famous descriptions of faith from our Bible, from Scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance, not the maybe-ness. It's the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not yet seen. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. And our brains have a tough time with that because our reality seems so mandated by physical outer things in our world. But this takes us to a different realm. It takes us to the realm of divine ideas and limitless expression. And anticipation, expectancy, is what helps us to vibrate at that higher energy level that will begin attracting that which we expect, the intentions that we put forward. And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight or appearance." See, friends, we don't, you know, look out there and say, "I have no idea, you know, how I'm going to pay my bills." Because it looks like we will not have sufficiency to do so. We continue to stand in that awareness that source is limitless for us. And we begin to send forth that intention and that vibration of anticipation, expectation. Knowing that that energy draws to us all of our good. Anticipation is a state of expectancy that calls our creative intentions into being. Anticipation is a state of expectancy that calls all of our creative intentions into being. It's being in alignment with spiritual law. Thoughts held in mind create after their kind. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen." And Howard Chandler Christie goes on to say, and I like this, "Every morning I spend 15 minutes filling my mind full of God or universal light or source, so there's no room left for worry thoughts." Friends, you know when we're sitting there and we're like jumping up and down in excitement and expectancy and that sense of anticipation, there is no room for worry. There is no room for those concerns. Now, at the human level, do they, you know, flit across our thinking process? Of course they do. It's only human. It's only natural. So it's not about like being perfect. But it's understanding that the more that we recognize and choose to be proactive, to lift ourselves into that state of anticipation and expectancy in all that we do, the more that we draw that into our lives. Brené Brown, many of you are familiar with, she's an amazing, inspirational speaker and an author, and she says, "Faith is a place of mystery where we find the courage to believe in what we cannot see and the strength to let go of our fear of uncertainty." Which takes me into the final portion of today. As we prepare to receive that which we put forth with anticipatory energy and expression, in preparing to receive, one of the things that is so vital and important is to recognize we need to create the space for it to come into our lives, right? We can't have, you know, everything chock full and I already know how everything's going to be and there's no room for anything else. It's about letting go. It's about being willing to release the ideas, the habits, the limiting thoughts that keep us, oh, you know my famous, you know, okay, I'm going to make you all do it today. I do this all the time. It is such a graphic reminder. Okay, do your little hand like this, close one eye, put your hand up. I know, we're being childlike right now, okay, not childish, childlike. Okay, and as we do that, now just flip your hand open and open both eyes. It's like, it's so graphic to remind me, this is what I usually see from the vantage point of my beliefs and my judgments and the outer world and what the outer world tells me is real and so. And in that moment, and I just go like this, it's like, my gosh, there's everything all around me. That's limitless possibility. And that's our choice, friends. If we are willing to let go that old viewpoint, those habits of being, and embrace a sense of expectancy and anticipation, putting forth our intention. And our intentions might just be about, you know, a sense of peace, a sense of joy, a sense of connecting with others in a different way, a sense of manifesting prosperity and abundance in our lives, whatever it is. If we are willing to practice being childlike in our sense of anticipation, like Peter Pan, wow. You know, in embracing the limitlessness that is the presence of God, we can breathe into the most amazing manifestation possible. So I'll be talking next week about faith-filled anticipation and then manifesting our good. So Wayne Dyer says, "Judgments prevent us from seeing the good that lies beyond appearances." Doesn't it? Judgments, whether it's judging ourselves. Go ahead, what is it, dear? Yeah, I know. She's going, yeah. Amen. Can I get an amen on that one? Yes, amen. Judgments do that. And we can get into them so easily without recognizing, you know, the natter, natter, natter in our heads. And all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh, what the heck am I thinking? And then we stop. And we just shift focus. You know, we always think it has to be something so big, you know. It doesn't. It's just, don't look that way. Don't look at that. Don't keep your mind on that hamster wheel. It's like, well, and granted, it sounds simple. I recognize. And yet, like anything, it does take practice. It takes a willingness. And that's where anticipation can help, because if I'm excited, that really helps me stay focused on what it is I want. So it's just something to practice through the week, being more aware. Are you excited? Are you, you know, you may not even know what you're expecting, but if you're excited, hey, it's going to be good. That's all I can say. You know, it's like that little kid who was, you know, had to shovel the whole pile of manure. And someone said, well, why are you so happy doing that? He says, there's got to be a pony in there somewhere. Yeah, I know we've heard that before, but I love it every time because it's so true. And sorry, because Brother David Steinle Ross also says the Holy Spirit, in other words, the grace and goodness of God energy, of life energy, wants to flow through us and realize all these wonderful possibilities in the world if only we open ourselves and allow it to happen, friends. So what's so important is recognizing that we need to create space by letting go of our doubts, our fears, and our concerns. Orrin Woodward said, doubts in your mind are a much greater roadblock to success than obstacles on the journey. Wow, that's pretty powerful. So as we engage in this week to come, let's begin practicing that childlike sense of anticipation. Let's begin shifting from just reacting to all the stuff that always happens and we think that's the way it's always going to be. And let's begin being proactive by choosing the energy that we ground ourselves in, understanding that faith recognizes there is something greater than ourselves that is there to support us, to help us, to move us forward. And then by releasing our doubts and our fears, we create the space that allows every manner of good to come in. Resonate this week in your sense of childlike anticipation and go out and play life.